You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. As we've been telling you, Governor Rod Blagojevich of Illinois faces public corruption charges, among them that he tried to sell Barack Obama's Senate seat. Take a leap of faith with us, will you? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE and tell us what might tempt you as a governor. If you want to confess, that's fine. People don't typically like to do that, but hey, if you want to, 877-8-MY-TAKE. But what about this? If you're a governor or a president, what would you sell in the government to raise money? Not for you, just to raise money.
I'm thinking the keys to the lotto machine.
That's interesting.
I could sell that. I think I'd get a good price for it, too.
877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org.
We're going to head overseas now to Greece, where the ruling party is struggling to calm a fifth day of rioting after a 15-year-old was shot and killed by police. It's the latest chapter in tensions between the people and law enforcement.
It's not a matter of fact something that will end today or tomorrow. It will be a continuing force, a struggle against this police and this government until the things will change.
But some feel the violence and looting is never justified.
They burned everything. Some people find the opportunity to steal and to do all these things. It's not good. If you want to protest, as they say, do it peacefully.
The latest upheaval comes at a difficult time for the ruling Democratic Party, the new Democratic Party, that's been clinging to a thin majority in Parliament and is now facing renewed calls from the opposition to step down. Joining us now is Malcolm Brabant from the BBC. He joins us from Athens. Welcome, Malcolm. And I understand there's some new information today about the teenager who was killed and how he was killed.
Well, there are reports coming out about the bullet that was fired by the police officer, and the news is leaking out through the court office saying about the results of the ballistic tests, and this is pretty critical, really. What these sources are saying is that the bullet was it had hit a solid object beforehand, which implies that it was a shot that was fired in the ground as a warning shot and which ricocheted into the chest of young Alexis, the boy who died. It's difficult to confirm this at the moment, but I've been talking to some sources who do say that was the result that was expected. And the big test here is whether or not people believe that. This is a country that has conspiracy theorists, you know, at virtually every corner, and they'll believe that this is a cover-up. It all depends if the family of the boy had somebody who could independently verify that to satisfy people.
Because that's what the police have been claiming all along, that they fired a warning shot to disperse the crowd, and that this young man was killed by that ricocheted bullet, as opposed to some others, witnesses who claim that the police officer point-blank shot the teenager.
Absolutely, but whichever way it comes, there's going to be a huge wedge of the country here which is going to believe that this boy was murdered, and nothing that anybody says will ever change their opinion about that. But anyway, there are about 2,000 people where I am at the moment in the square standing off against the riot police who are guarding Parliament at the moment. There has been some sporadic stone throwing, and they've been calling the police cops, pigs and murderers. In the great scheme of things, the violence this morning has been reasonably mild.
Malcolm, can we take a step back? And you want to describe the genesis of some of this tension between police and the people, because it is in the long list of incidents in modern history.
Well, what you have to do really is to go back to 1967 until 1974, and that was the period when Greece was ruled by a military junta set up by the colonels. And the police then was seen very much by that generation of people as being the enforcers of the military regime and also the traitors to the people. And they've never really been forgiven by that, by the people for that. And so there's always been this latent dislike of the police. Now, many of the people who are on the streets today weren't born at the time of the dictatorship. But the dictatorship and all of its ramifications are something that are taught to every Greek child in their democracy curriculum. And so this resentment of the police is pretty latent, as I say. Also, there is an area of Athens where there are people who are known as anarchists. They regard as their fortress. And they have been sort of carrying out a decades-long civil guerrilla campaign, basically, against the police. And that's where this shooting happened on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. And this was the catalyst that sparked everything off.
And to add to all of this, today the unions are holding a general strike protesting the government's economic policies. Is this ruling party going to make it?
I've been talking to a very well-informed analyst today, and he's fairly certain that the government is going to survive, because this is a country that is extremely volatile, and things look like major crises, and then they suddenly evaporate. I think the outcome of the ricochet tests, the ballistics tests, may sort of have an impact, but also there was a tipping point the other night, night three of the Troubles, when there was massive destruction across the city with burned buildings, and that seemed to tip the mood of the nation into one that was disapproving of the amount of violence, and so the sort of sting may have gone out of it today, possibly.
Malcolm, is there any way to convey any sort of demands that the opposition or the anarchists would have? I mean, is there a political program, something that relates to the Greek conflict with Turkey, that might be a sort of policy way out of this that would assuage the demonstrators? Or is it just a latent tension?
No, there is, you know, great anger, actually, on the part of young people here. They're very dissatisfied. Although Greece is part of the European Union and, you know, a pretty modern state, it's a place that is unique in that there's still a lot of corruption. It's not a place where meritocracy works. It's a place where it's who you know. You have to bribe people to get things done. It's a pretty educated society, too, and parents are very keen for children to advance themselves. And so you find that people who come out of university with really good degrees find it difficult to get great jobs, and they're offered menial things that have the minimum wage of about $500 or $600 a month, which is something you really can't survive on, because the prices in Athens are pretty similar to those in the United States. And there's a phrase here which says European prices, African wages. And so that's the sort of dissatisfaction that there is here.
That's rather vivid. Malcolm Brabant, thank you so much for joining us. Malcolm joined us from Athens, and he's a BBC correspondent. And now we turn to Femi Oke, who's got the headlines for us.
Thank you very much. The time is 20 minutes to the top of the hour.